The Misadventures of Cy and Elma. Elmer should be very happy. The old boys have had a lot of fun and made some money since they graduated as mail-order detectives. Their few cases have all been finished, and a couple of them paid good rewards. The Snoop and Sneak Detective Agency, Limited, has one of the nicest offices in Punkinville, with the names of Silas Q. Perkins and Elmer Peabody in gold letters on the window. Now, if that isn't a picture to gladden the hearts of a couple of simple, jolly old rubes, then we don't know what is. Uh-oh, something is wrong. For as we look into the detective office now, things are not at all pleasant, and we wonder how the little dog under the desk sleeps through it all.
Well, so you're forced, Si. You're always doing the wrong thing.
No, Elmer, it ain't any more my fault than it is yours.
Yes, so. You was the one to hid our money in that old can, weren't you?
Yes, Elmer, but you was the one that told me to hide it there.
No such a thing, Si. I told you to hide it in a safe place.
Yeah, I thought that can was a safe place.
Made it once. No telling how long ago the money was stolen, either. We ain't got no chance to ever get it back. Now we got to lose this nice office and no case to work on to get any more money. Oh, shucks. If I only had a good partner, this wouldn't happen to me.
I feel mighty miserable, Elmer.
You don't feel no such thing. Now get up out of that chair and come on.
Are we just going to leave all this stuff in the office?
Certainly we're just going to leave it. Fellow we was buying this furniture from us said he'd come and get it, and we didn't have finished paying for it.
Yeah, it's too bad to shut up this nice office, Elmer.
Yeah, I know it is. With all that money gone, ain't nothing else we can do, is it? Come on, Shut up them desk drawers and get that pile of paper in the wastebasket.
I'm always shutting and working.
Yes.
Oh, Dad, Jim. Elmer, we can keep these here things we cut out of the paper about our detecting cases, can't we?
Yes, I reckon we better keep them so we can show folks we did have some sense before you went and give all their money away.
Yeah.
For hiding it where a chipmunk could have stole it.
I got the book on how to be a detective. I guess that's all of it.
Well, come on in. Come on, Rastus. Come on. Oh, that darn dog sleep against side. Come on, get up out of there, Rastus.
That ain't no kind of a name for a dog anyhow, Elmer.
Well, you can't think up no bitty one, can you?
Yeah, I thought up plenty of them.
Yeah,
but they all got S's in them. And when you make them whistling S's, the dog just goes crazy.
Now, looky here, Si Perkins. You quit making fun of my whistling, you hear me? Maybe my upper plate is kind of loose. You don't always drop out, though, like yours does.
Yeah.
And don't blow that darn police whistle at the dog, neither.
Why not? He comes when I blow it, don't he?
Yeah, that's just it. Comes when anybody blows anything.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fine how-to-do if we're out detecting sometime with him. He runs away from us every time somebody else blows a whistle.
That ain't nothing to worry about.
Yes, so.
It is not,
yes, so.
It just shows we got him trained to answer a whistle.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to blow the whistle. You just watch him come a-scooting over here.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I'm all right. Go on, Rastus. Go on. We need to get down. Come on, Si. Come on. We got to get out of here.
Well, all right. But it seems like... Oh, I busted machine bone, I guess.
Yes, sir, you're right. Now, come on, will you?
I feel so miserable, Elmer. And we're losing this nice office. Everything's going wrong. And
Si Perkins, will you quit your whining and moaning? Now, come on. Get that door open.
Yeah, all right. There I go.
Now, go on, Rastus. Go on, Rastus. Scoot out of there, will you?
Here we are, Elmer. We're out of our nice office. And it looks like we're all done being detectives.
We ain't nothing of the kind, Si. Now, come on, let's get in here to Steve's store and get us a couple of jackknives.
What do we need knives for? We got our guns and badges, ain't we?
Well, you can't do no whittling with a gun, can you? You and me is going to get us a nice piece of nice, soft, fine scantling in a seat in the sun and go to whittling.
No, but it's awful to go back to our whittling after being regular detectives with the office and all.
Oh, don't be crying and mooning around so much.
I can't help
look
it.
Here, Si. When we get in the store, don't be telling Steve how dirt and miserable you feel, him.
I do feel miserable, Elmer, and you know it.
Yes, I ought to know it. I've been hearing it for 40 years. Now, hush up. We'll go in Steve's here and get us a couple of good knives and find us a place and start right in with you.
Well, all right.
Now, come on, then.
Don't rush me, Elmer. I'm doing the best I can.
Look like an old, I don't know.
Well, never mind. Elmer, there's Steve. He's right over there to the candy case.
Yes, and look, he's giving some candy, that little kid. Just look at that kid grin, will you?
And stuffing his mouth just plumb full of candy.
You know, Si, I never seen a kid come out of this store yet that weren't grinning. Steve's got a good way on him with the kids. Hello, Steve. How's things going for you?
Hello there, boys. Been some little time since I saw you in here. Don't want to buy a couple of good whittling knives, do you?
Say, that's just what we do want to buy, Steve. Me and Si wants two brand new whittling knives.
Why, you don't mean it, do you, Elmer?
It's your life.
What time have you boys got for whittling over there in that busy office of yours?
Ain't busy now, Steve. We ain't got no office, neither.
Yeah, you see, Steve, me and Elmer lost what little money we had, and we figured it was better to close up.
You mean I figured it was better to close up the office?
Yeah.
So I wanted to sit there and look at his name on the door.
That ain't so, Elmer. Yes, you was the one that wanted to do it all.
Now, don't get me riled, Si. Don't get me riled to tell you I'm liable
to... Now, hold on there, boys. Well, if this isn't just like old times, with you two fighting in my store the way you done it for 20 years.
20 years. More like 40 years. Me and this dirty old donkey was a-fighting in this store when your daddy headed for you, Steve.
Yeah, but I got more misery than I used to have in them days.
Si, if you don't quit hollering about it, I'm going to kick you. Say, Si, where's your dog? Where's the dog?
Is that your pup a-setting out there on the porch?
Yeah, ask him. Having both him and Si to take care of, Steve, I want to tell you I got my hands full.
Still up to your old tricks, aren't you, Elmer? Bossing Si around like he was a kid. Well, boys, there's my stock of whittling tools, and a mighty fine-looking bunch of jackknives they are, too.
Say, Si, look, ain't that a sight for sore eyes, ain't it?
Looks mighty pretty, Elmer. I reckon I'll be glad to get back to whittling again.
Yes, well, I'm blame certain I'll be glad to get back to it. You know, Steve, we just felt right over there in that office.
I got a notion I know how you boys feel. Now, here's a real good knife for a half a dollar. But if you boys want to do some real plain and fancy whittling, I wouldn't wonder if this would be the one you want.
Well, we're going to have a good knife, Steve, because we're going to do a lot of whittling.
Yeah, I guess that's about all we can do now.
Now, don't go to bellowing again, Si. We've been busted lots of times before, ain't we? Didn't we always come out of it?
I've got an idea for you boys that might work out. Well, that one you're looking at now will run you $1.15, Elmer.
$1.15?
Yeah, and it's a good knife for all work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you fellas are really looking for an odd job, I might have one for you.
Well, say, we're looking for any. It's got little money in it.
Are we going to quit detecting, Elmer, and just take any old job?
We're going to make a living the best we can. I reckon we'll remember how to detect, too, if we get the chance.
That's the spirit, Elmer. This is no time to be too choosy about our jobs. I'm afraid that one is too steep for you, Elmer. That knife will run you $1.75.
Yeah, that's 75, eh?
You know, boys, I got the opera house next door on my hands now, and I got a show coming in tomorrow night. Now, you're getting up into real money, Elmer. That'll set you back just $2. But you'll have a knife that'll last you as long as you want it.
Well, last knife for me, then. Nothing too good for Elmer.
I'll have one of them, too, Steve. Just like that one.
Yes, you'll have one, too. You don't know copycat. You gotta have everything I do.
I'm sorry, Si, but there's only one like that.
Got stung, didn't you, Smarty?
Yeah, you always get the best of everything.
Certainly get the best. I'm smartest.
Here's one for you, Si. A good knife, too, and it'll cost you $1.75. Now, as I was saying, this opera house of mine has a show coming tomorrow night. Do you want me to wrap them knives up for you?
No, never mind, Steve. We just stick them in your pocket, I reckon. Now, what was you saying about a show coming?
Maybe Steve is going to get us some passage for it.
Yes, you're always wanting something for nothing. How can folks make a living if you got to give their work away, Si?
Oh, I don't know what you're always talking about, Elmer.
Yes,
Dad's
you
gum
do all the
with
time.
Him.
I never saw anybody like
now,
you.
Now, just a minute. I think Elmer is right. Now, you boys have got to have something to do, and maybe I can fix up a job for you at the show.
Well, say, what kind of show is it, Steve? Me and Si like shows with animals in them, you know.
Yeah, that's pretty little gals.
You and your pretty gals. I heard about you. Kind of spooky, isn't it, Steve?
It's supposed to be. It's called The Ghost in the Picture. And all the newspapers in the big towns call it a mighty good show.
That's so. Well, I don't see what me and Si could do in a show, Steve.
We couldn't do nothing to help you none, Steve.
Say, Steve, I got notion you're just making a job for me and Si, and you don't need us at all.
Well, I'll tell you, Elmer. When you was over in your office making more money out of those good detective cases than I could ever pay you, you come right over here and fixed me up with some help, didn't you? And without charging me nothing.
Oh, shucks, Steve, that weren't nothing.
Yeah, just a little practice for us.
Why, certainly, we's glad to do it for you, Steve. Mighty glad to do it.
And that's just the way I feel about you now. This show is going to be pretty good. We'll have a big crowd in there. And it seems to me that folks will feel easier of sitting through a spooky show if there's a couple of good detectives in the crowd.
Steve, you're just making that up. You know, blame well, you don't need no detectives for a show.
Maybe I could get along without them.
You bet you could.
But there's too much of that being done by everybody. This one and that one is a getting along without everything they can. And it hurts all kinds of business. Now, if everybody would get out and spend what they can, we'd all feel better.
Well, I reckon that's right, Steve, yes, sir. We can work free at the show. We're hired right now.
Can we use a little dog to help us?
Si, will you quit worrying about Rastus? He's sleeping out there in the sun, not bothering nobody. What can we do at the show, anyway, Steve?
It's one of those mystery spook shows. And I thought it'd be a good idea to have you boys walk up and down the aisles once in a while to see that the ladies don't faint.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can watch the crowd for pickpockets between the acts.
Yes, well, we can do it for you all right, Steve, but say, is the show going to be scary enough for all that?
Well, I got all this stuff that was printed in the big city newspapers when the show played back east, and it says the ladies faint plenty when the ghosts are walking around in the air over the audience,
mm-hmm.
and the spooks come right down off the stage and sit in somebody's lap.
Well, Santa, spooks sit on your laps, huh?
Spooks? On your lap?
That's just how much good Si's going to be watching them ghosts, Steve. He's fainted dead away. Right plunk into your basket again.
No matter what kind of a job Elmer picks out, it always seems to be hard on Si. Your announcer will tell you when you may hear another episode of Si and Elmer over this station.